The city of Boston is recovering from the severe cold of the past few weeks. Parts of the city's harbor have frozen over, so much so that the Coast Guard's lone ice-breaking tug in Boston has needed some help. From member station WBUR, Fred Tice sends this postcard.
In midwinter, ferries share the harbor with the heating oil barges that deliver fuel to keep the city's houses warm. When the harbor freezes over, the critical buoys that mark the channels begin to drift, and pilots are unable to determine where the channels are. The Coast Guard buoy tender Ida Lewis has come up from Newport with her crew of 22 to break the ice and put the buoys back in place.
You can see what it's doing, the ice is doing to these buoys. This one right here, it's probably about 10,000 pounds worth of ice that's just dragging it down.
Mark Chrysler, the commanding officer, points to a red buoy off starboard.
It's not doing what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to be sitting upright.
The crew has sometimes taken all the ice off buoys and reset them in the water and found that 8 hours later, they had to do it all over again. One time, they found a buoy 11 miles away from where it was supposed to be. As we move closer to shore, little sheets of ice float through the harbor, most of them broken up. The pilot asks how fast he should slam into the ice.
Jack, you want to go into the ice about 8?
Chrysler says go in at 8 knots. As we head farther in, the ice sheet becomes a bit more solid, and what liquid water is left becomes a lighter blue. Now the ship is kicking ice off its bow. The ice gets thicker, a few inches thick. It's just floating sea ice, but it looks like one big sheet. You can see it churn as the ship goes through. We're slowing down considerably. We're no longer kicking up the ice. We're cutting across it now. You can hear the ice scraping against the ship. It comes up vertically in wedges as it breaks apart. The air is so cold that the ice sticks to the hull. It's so cold that my mini disc recorder just stops working. I'm looking over the side of the ship toward shore and see two swans walking gingerly across a layer of ice. It's so thin and blue that they look like they're walking on water. We ram more ice, breaking it up, and having done a morning's work, we head back to Boston. But if the cold weather returns, the Ida Lewis is likely to be back too. For NPR News, I'm Fred Tice in Boston.